Hi. Can y'all hear me? I sound really loud up here. First of all, I wanted to echo what Eddie said on Monday and thank everybody for their sacrificial support of us, both financially, prayerfully, and for the meals that y'all have been giving us every day during lunchtime while we've been here. I also want to tell you that if you haven't had a chance yet to look at the PowerPoint video in the back, take an opportunity and look at it because it will give you a better insight of what we're doing down in Zacatecas and specifically in Luis Moya. And there's a paper on the back table that if you are not receiving our prayer letter but would like to, put your name and your email address on it. We'll be more than happy to add you to our prayer letters. This summer, most of you know that Kinsey came down and she spent the summer with us. She spent 45 days and she did really well. But before she left in April, she planted some little tomato plants in her garden in the backyard. And while she was gone, she worried about that little plant. And so we got home and she rushed back outside and she looked at her little plant. A couple of days later, she comes running over to the RV and she goes, "Grandpa, Grandpa, look, I got my first cherry tomato." And she bit into it. It was so sweet and so juicy. And the joy on her face was so exciting to watch. And that's how it is when we sow the seeds of the gospel. We're sowing in Mexico and Zacatecas, specifically in Luis Moya, a new work down there. And we've also had an evangelistic medical missions outreach program. And we sowed the gospel a lot down there. We handed out, before the outreach, we handed out approximately 500 flyers. And every one of these flyers, also on the back, had the plan of salvation. We never give out anything that doesn't have the plan of salvation on it. And then, during the outreach, we also gave out about another 500 packets with gospel tracts in it. We gave out packets. They're on the back table, so you can see what we handed out. It was the Chick Tracts, "This Was Your Life," and two for kiddos so that they could read them also, along with "Four Things God Wants You to Know" in Spanish and an invitation to our meetings. And also, we went out during the evangelistic campaign, and the men went preaching in the street, and the men and women both were doing one-on-one evangelization and handing out tracts. And we were constantly talking to people, and even in the pouring rain. But Kinsey's, just like Kinsey's tomatoes, we don't usually get instant results. First, we had to pray. Then we had to actually do something. And so we had to plant or sow the seeds of the gospel. Now we need to go back and we need to water and cultivate what was sown. And we need to be watering consistently by teaching and preaching and one-on-one evangelization, door knocking, and finally, reaping. You know, it made me start thinking about the people that came down to help us. Faithful brothers and sisters. And I wanted to point out that these people were such a blessing to us. We had Marty Latondres came down voluntarily on her own and wanted to help. Marty isn't here tonight because she's sick. She's real sick. But I know she's watching, so hey, Marty. But she came down, and you know, she has to use a cane, and she's not in the best of health. Praise God. You know, she is a faithful sister that wanted to win souls. We had Lupe Noyola, who's here tonight from Freeborn Church. She came down and ready to help with whatever I wanted her to do. It didn't matter. Faithful sister. We also had the pastor from Aguascalientes, and his wife, Ramiro, and his wife, Isabel, come from Aguascalientes, preached on the street with Eddie. They handed out flyers, packets, gospel tracts, one-on-one. His daughter, Stefania, and her husband, Marco, who you're going to see in a minute when we do our video, they came from Guadalupe. We had a brother from Zacatecas, Omar, and his wife, Dulce. These people all came down because they are faithful brothers and sisters in Christ who have the same desire we have to go out and reach people for Jesus Christ. And then we had Dr. Josue Molina, a good, good pediatrician. He's awesome. I've known him for 25 years. He's saved. He got in touch with me about 2 years ago, wanted to know if I'd be interested in doing a medical evangelism. And I said, I don't know. I've never done one before. Have no idea what to do. And it kind of didn't go anywhere. The next year, the same question came to me. He goes, would you like to do it? And I said, you know, I think so. And so it took a whole year of planning and hard work and preparation, but we did it. And he came down on his own, and he volunteered his time. It didn't cost me anything to bring him down. He came down, and he saw the patients. We didn't get all the patients that we wanted, but that's okay. I was thinking about a couple of verses. First of all, I was thinking about these faithful people. How faithful are we? Are we faithful to God to do what he calls us to do? In Mark 16:15, it says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's action. We have to actually physically move to get up and go do something. We can't just sit around.
Yeah, right.
It says, go into all the world. Where's your world?
Yep. Right. Amen.
Are you going to your world?
Amen.
And in James 1:22 says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Again, that's an action word. How many times do we come to this church or to your home church and you listen to the word, you read the word, and you go home and you sit and you don't do anything? You don't go, you don't do. Well, we aren't going to reap anything unless we go and unless we do.
Amen.
Medicine is my second passion. It's also the gift which I feel God has given me. And I need to use that and all my gifts to the glory of God.
Amen.
To use it to be faithful to him. And may God find me faithful.
Yeah. Amen.
Like I said, we had the medical evangelism outreach program. And it was a blessing. I'd do it all over again. But it wasn't without a lot of opposition from Satan. This whole year, from the last mission conference until now, it seems like we've been under attack. But for every attack, there's been a blessing. Whether it was attacking us with our age, we don't have the energy we used to have, our health. You know, we seem like we just get down there and he has to come up for gallbladder surgery. Who knew? Discouragement because of surgeries, because of age, because of tiredness. The cartels had a little bit of disruption down there recently during the time when they had the presidential elections. You know, I mean, it could have gotten really bad. Fortunately, God protects us.
Amen.
And when we're talking about the evangelism outreach program, Dr. Molina was due to come down on a Thursday. On Monday, he called. He goes, I don't know what to do. I tested positive for COVID over the weekend. I'm like, what am I going to do? We just handed out 500 flyers. We have a big poster nailed to the outside of our building. What are we going to do? We began to pray.
Yeah.
The next day he called. He said, Lord willing, I'm coming. No, I am coming. And he showed up on Thursday. So we had our conference on Friday, or our outreach on Friday and on Saturday. In Zacatecas, it's a very high, dry desert area. When it rains, you can count the drops. It just does not get rain. It rained cats and dogs. The park looked like a lake. Never seen that before. But the guy still went out preaching. It was Eddie and Romero and Adrian. And I forgot to mention Adrian. Dear brother,
yes,
drove 5 hours from Querétaro to come down there and help out with this. And is there right now, holding down the fort for us, taking care of the meetings so that we could be here.
Amen.
What a faithful, faithful
Amen.
Brother.
Amen.
So it rained. And rained and rained. They went out preaching. Eddie came back drenched. Not one thread on him was dry. But they preached the word. With all the problems that went on, we did a lot of evangelizing. Praise God for that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. I think this is a good example of some things we should be doing. We need to teach. We need to be teaching diligently the word of God to our kids, to our neighbors, to our coworkers, to everyone. And I know during these mission conferences, because I've sat in many of them, that you get stirred up. The emotion starts building, the excitement, the adventure, and all these things. But I want to talk to the women. God pulls at your heart, and you feel like, well, man, I'm constrained because I'm married and my husband doesn't feel the same way. But I want to tell you what I read about C.H. Spurgeon. He said, the mother who is faithful in the home honors God just as fully as the most self-sacrificing missionary. And that is true. You have a mission field in your home. You need to raise up your children to know, love, and serve God.
Amen.
That is your job. That is your mission. Take care of your home. We need to preach. We need to be instant in season and out, whether we feel like it or not. We need to heal. We might not be able to physically heal people, but by giving them the word, leading them to the Lord, we give them eternal life.
Yes, amen.
That is healing.
Amen.
We need to have compassion. We need to show we care about these people. We need to build a good rapport with them. We need to let them trust us. That's what they're doing in Pachuca with the hospital ministry. They go day after day, week after week. They give out tortas. They give out candies. People get to know them. They trust them. We did that so many years ago here where we went door to door handing out the gospel tract, Somebody Loves You. And people, every day, it was Operation Somebody Cares, but every day we went out and we'd give them a different track. By the fifth day, they were familiar with us and they would be willing to talk to us. It's the same thing. We need to show compassion when we're talking with these people. And we need to be laborers. To labor is to work. That means you get down and dirty. You got to get out there, and it's hard. We need to do something. You're not just sitting around. You're doing. And we need to sow, and we need to cultivate what we're sowing. And yes, it can get discouraging, very discouraging. But in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, it says, And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Amen.
When the Lord returns, and he is coming, and probably very soon, I want him to tell me, like in Matthew 25, well done, thy good and faithful servant. In Proverbs 20, verse 6, it says, a faithful man who can find. I hope, I pray, that when the Lord comes back, he'll find me being faithful.
Yeah.
That's a favorite song of mine. Susanna sang it many, many years ago, and it said, may I be found faithful. You know, when the Lord comes back, is he going to find me praying? Is he going to find me sowing? Is he going to find me reaping? Will he find me faithful? This year I had to go back and I had to re-examine my heart to see what more can I do to win souls. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Examine your heart. What more can you do? Are you going? Are you doing? Are you a laborer? Are you doing the labor that God wants you to do? Will he be able to find you faithful? Will he find you praying, sowing, reaping? Thank you.
Amen. Amen.